that's been incredibly busy. I think the last 3 days have been the way they you would probably expect in terms of transfer window looming and everybody trying to get some business done. So we've managed to do a bit ourselves. We got one or two in and we got one or two out. So it's been decent. Disappointed obviously to lose Tom Lawrence, but that aside, the two we brought in have been really pleased with.
Tell us about the two you brought in then, the two players also from Manchester United.
Yeah, we brought in a lad, Charney Ekengemi, from Man U. He's a midfield player. He's box to box. He's very, very good. He's aggressive. Hands the ball really well. Will be exciting, I'm sure, for the team. He's very disciplined. He's very honest. He's very hard working. So he fits the profile of what we're looking for. And Sam Bourne is a striker who knows what the goal is. He's young. He's obviously played at Man United and what have you. He hasn't played any first team experience, but he's one very much that I think will make an impact. And we're obviously giving him a platform, as we have done with a number of their players, and they've rewarded us again by trusting us to allow us to have them.
And at this stage, Graeme, is that pretty much it in terms of players you're bringing in, or is there still a bit of work hopefully to do between now and the deadline?
I don't think anything's going to happen today, but I'm saying he's still looking for players to come in on loan, or maybe one or two free transfers. We've got one or two irons in the fire. We couldn't get the deals done today for a couple of reasons. So we're not finished, I don't think, but we probably are finished for today.
The two players going out, Danny Livesey and Prince Bob, and what was the thinking behind that?
Danny's just been a great servant. He hasn't played too much of late. He's been injured, but he's been around the squad. I didn't want him getting frustrated. I felt we owed it to Danny in terms of his loyalty to the club and the way he's been as a professional and the way he's been in and around the group, encouraging and cajoling players who were probably going to play ahead of him but still wanting the best for the team and the club to do as well as they could. So I thought, if anything, that Danny, he needed to go and get games. His contract's up at the end of the season. We've already had a discussion. And he wanted to give himself the best platform to enable him to continue his career. So doing that at Wrexham, I think, is a great opportunity. Prince is slightly different. We've had one or two disciplinary problems with Prince. I just felt, for the benefit of the group, I was prepared to let him go.